Finally. Free. Free to unleash my wrath upon the world. The poem of suffering will begin now, and it will be ceaseless until no tongue yet moves in this province. If you thought you would be spared my wrath by releasing me, then you did not heed the warnings inscribed on this cave. No hand has carved them. In my rage they echoed outward, manifestations of my thirst for blood. And they should have been warning enough to set your trembling feet to flight. Step into the light of my flaming blade and see your demise reflected there. Oh. Oh, my. You're just so... cute. I've never seen anything like you on the battlefield. I did not know they came this small. Human, step nearer. I will sheathe and hang my blade upon the rack. Your eyes, so wide. Your frame, so tender, so frail. Oh, my. Such a sweet sight before me. I did not think the flame in my heart could bank so easily or so early. Here, I will sit by the fire. Let us warm up. The mountains can be drafty, and if I will not be warmed by the flaming ruins of huts, then a fire in my own stone hearth will be enough. They sealed me away in my own home, you know. My bedchamber, my huge wood-fired soaking bath, the skull trophies of my enemies, all hang through there in that dark corridor. I asked before, but not so gently. Tell me, cute little morsel, did you free me? You say you broke a stone? That stone once was paper, and it hardened from a sealing scroll into a crest, which you then broke with your intent to see me. Intent was enough, your touch enough to transmit it. Fools thought the legend was enough to warn you away. You still wanted to come see me. Sweet of you. You wanted to see a real Oni up close. I did not know it, turned to stone as I was. But I wanted to see a real cutie like you up close. So we are evenly matched. Hmm? Oh, I'm fine. You know, being stuck in that statue for 1,000 years has left me lonely, stiff and hungry. I can hunt a deer or an unwary warrior later. Oh, you asked who I am, rather than how I am. Yang of the Blue Flame. Incarnation of wrathful warfare. Demonic general, equaled by one, exceeded by none. Huh? You're asking how I got sealed. Well, halfway between here and my sister's house, on the ruins of a vast battlefield, we... You have to understand, the sake bottle is a battlefield all its own, and neither of us backs away from a fight. So, drunk and snuggled beside the fire, the two of us were approached by the dishonorable remnants of our enemy's forces. They could not kill us, and so we were turned to stone, and then placed back in our respective caves. Lesson learned. I was going to blaze my way over there, free my sister right away. But she can wait, because something caught my eye. And now that something is asking too many questions and answering none, who are you? Doesn't fit. Not a great name. Cutie Works. I'll think of these names and more, but you're just too cute to call by any other name. Now come here. Don't worry, I won't squeeze you too hard. What? Don't like being called cute? You should be appreciative. I know you were staring at my breasts, and now you're sandwiched between them. And it is on the back of that cuteness that you remain safe. Or do you fear harm from my enthusiasm? Am I being too forceful? I understand. Being mocked for your somewhat runty stature, for that simply adorable appearance. Humans can be so cruel. Well, it is who you are. Let us acknowledge that. I can refrain from calling you as I see you, but what else would you expect to find than someone who speaks honestly, bluntly? Subterfuge is a weapon of warfare, but this is not a war. This is what comes after. Feel how big my hand is. I can cover, massage your entire back. And you fit so nicely there against my chest. So you sought my legend, even when the shrine keepers warned you away, told you tales to chill the blood, because you thought confidence, strength, would be found here? Well, they may have left my sex out of the tales, for I was respected as a warrior long before I was thought of as a woman. And so I understand your confusion. I cannot teach you to be more manly, but I can teach you other things. And clearly, you have already noticed my womanhood. I had taken off my robes, for they were tattered after battle. And so, nude, I turned to stone. And nude, I am in your embrace. Or you in mine, cutie. I can feel your hardness growing. Good. For though I cannot teach you in the way you thought, you came seeking help where you were told only death awaits. And though I question your foolishness, I am fortunate enough to get to see your precious squirming, your response to my body, and it flatters and warms me so. Cease your grumbling. I cannot teach you to be any tougher without breaking you, but I can give you the confidence of one who has experience, who has seen the world, or at least the part of it here. Touch me freely, as much of me as you can reach. You, who braved death, will now live a little, and we will see if you survive the pleasures, rather than the pains, of my unshackling. If you are being bullied, mocked, driven out, then the solution is to light a spark. Of desire, certainly, I can feel how you want me. And feel here. Place your hand between my legs. I am dripping with my own lust. We are going to fuck. Who among your detractors, who among those who said your wide-eyed, adorable face was anything other than providence, who among those who mocked you, would be fortunate enough to fuck me. Quite the reaction. Not so halting now, are you? Confidence. Desire. If you can hold on to your will and walk out of here as anything other than a submissive thrall, a pet or servant, then you will have proven mental fortitude indeed. I won't demand your service. I will just admit my desire. I was not aware of the long passage of time, but it seems my body was. So flustered? Tell me, is it your first time? Ha ha, thought so. Nothing wrong with that. Surprising, though. You should have sought someone with my particular tastes sooner. Cutie like you is exactly what a lot of girls are looking for, even the humans. Never felt a hot, wet, dripping pussy wrap around that cute member I can feel poking against me right now. Lucky me. I get to break you in. Or maybe just break you. You know, most of us are dangerous. Yokai, the demon folk, the darker ancient forces of this land. But I do know quite a few that can't bring themselves to hurt someone cute and willing who stumbles into their lair. Not when the frank promise of a good hard fuck with a cute little thing like you is brought up. Something to keep in mind. Oh, calm down. I can't wait any longer, so you're going to have to get up the nerve. I'd have been able to resist, stick to the plan, if you weren't so cute. Surprised we've talked this long. I suppose I was distracted when I heard you'd been the subject of ridicule just for conforming so completely to my preferences. I wouldn't want any harm coming to my cute new human friend who so sweetly released me from my prison. So, if you have trouble again, come up with an offering, and I'll talk to anyone you're having trouble with. Here. We've done all the talking we need to do. Or at least you have. Fasten your mouth here, on my nipple. You can fit your mouth around it, right? Oh, does it matter? Your breath and your little tongue on me. I'm going to need some help, now that I am unsealed. So, instead of my usual arrangement, instead of a vassal, a servant, a pet, be my lover, then. I know you can feel our compatibility. If you do encounter others like me, of course, play freely. But you might not be able to go back to human women. No human woman will have breasts like this, muscles like these, a body like this. Will encapsulate your cute member so tightly and perfectly. Can you imagine what it is like to lay with a legend? I assure you that lovemaking is just one more physical art in which I hold mastery. My protection, traded for your advice in adapting to a new era. Throw your cherry blossom on the pile, and that's fair. Detach yourself from my tit and give me an answer. Right choice. Get your mouth back on there while I figure out where we're gonna do this. Here. They hung my clothes up, and their enchantment has preserved them. Here's my cape. More than good enough for us to lay down on. Lay down. I'll handle everything, little cutie. You just lay back. You're going to have a hard enough time thinking in a minute, let alone moving. I'll handle it, and I'll handle these clothes. I can so easily straddle your little form. Your hips really are quite slender. See my raven locks, see my mane, framing my entire body. My hair is still quite soft, considering it was stone for so long. Watch this. With me above you, surely you can get a good look. See how my huge tits bounce so freely, sit so firm when I cup one arm underneath them and raise them. The glare in your eyes. Stare into mine. These amber pools are for you only. Before, with my shadow over you, well, the lighting might have hidden me before, but the angle is better from atop you. No other has my flawless crimson skin. Relish it. Touch my thighs. Reach out to my legs. I know you'd like to be reunited with my tits, but anyone would want to tease a cutie like you. Perhaps later, I will capture that cute cock in my mouth. Look at the red of my lips, their plushness, their fullness. And you can hold on to my horns. Here, I'll slide down and lay atop you. Don't worry, I'm being careful with my position and my weight. How was that? First kiss, huh? A shame and a gift, so I'll quickly steal another. Touch my breasts, you should be able to reach now. Nipples are getting hard, so take care of their sensitivity. No need to be quite that gentle. Pinch the nipples. Enough now. I can barely hold on any longer. I want to taste you. I meant it only as a tease. But before we get to the main event, I think I need to... Oh, I know you don't want to let go of my nipples. But it will be worth it. Oh, my. Your face isn't the only thing that's cute. I got a glimpse of it before, but... Ah. I can't wait. This must be such a sweet treat. Oh, you're shaking. It's dripping. Ready, cutie? I'm going to pull you inside. I'm not going to be able to stop myself. My mouth, hot, wet. My tongue is as precise as any other part of me. Let me taste you, beginning with these few escaping drops. Even your moans are adorable and sexy. I like it, cutie. Moan more for me. Be free. Be unrestrained. Give in. Show me what you really think of my tongue, my red lips, my skills. Just like I'm showing you what I really think of this hard thing throbbing and leaking shamelessly before my very eyes. You're getting closer. I can tell. It's twitching so hard, hitting against the roof of my mouth in your eagerness. Now, for my finishing blow. Remember those breasts you adored so much earlier? Time for them to return the favor. Slide between them. You're vanishing between them. Oh. The tip manages to poke out. If I push them down against the base firmly. And that's more than enough. Come between my tits. Come from my breast surrounding your cutie cock while I suck this tip. When you buck, shudder, spasm, and release, I won't stop. Every drop is for me. Come in my mouth. Come for me. Impressively productive. Incredible. Still hard. I told myself I'd be able to hold back. Be able to keep from sliding you into my wet and willing pussy upon our first meeting. I convinced myself, because I thought I knew that you would get soft after I sucked you to completion. But this is still ready to go. Still rock hard. I never admit defeat, but I will consent to a draw. To draw you inside me, squeeze you between my wet walls, and win the second round easily. The more I stare at your hardness, the more I need it inside me. I am going to fuck you now. I am going to slide you inside. Fill me to the brim. Perfect fit. May have been 1,000 years since my last fuck. But my body remembers the art. Everyone always thinks bigger is better. Yes. But every girl is different. Remember that when it comes time for confidence. And the curve of yours is just perfect. Any yokai's cock would be way too big. It would hit my cervix, or poke uncomfortably deep. On the other hand, curve just right. And with me on top, I can steer your tip to all the best spots. Feel that? The front wall. That's behind my clit. That spot feels especially good. And if someone else is touching it, if your cock is hitting it, I can enjoy the feeling. If I lean forward, I can get my tits on your face and rock enough to rub my little button on you. Get just a little bit of extra friction. You like that, cutie? Feel me on you. The slap of my smooth red skin against you. My wet, soaking, tight pussy, squeezing so tight. Perfect size. Perfect fit. Just the perfect, cute little package. Your heartbeat is passing through those bulging veins on your member, through every thrust. Let me ride. Move your hips if you can, but from your expression, I don't think you're holding on so well. It really has been too long. Yeah, gonna ride you. Fuck you until you pass out on the pleasure. I'll try to keep every adorable inch of you intact. But no promises. Squirm. Squirm under my power. Relish the touch of my body. feel my tits covering your face. I'm gonna lay on top. Oh, to get a better angle. Push my tits down against your face. On. And off. Soon. Oh. Here. I'm so close. If I come, your cock won't be able to keep any of what I need inside of it. You are going to let out every single drop for me. I can tell by your breathing. You're coming soon. Every breath, every moan. Oh, I'm taking it all in. Suck on my nipple. Lick my tits. Bury your face between them. Your cock is shivering. I'm close. I'll reach down and rub my clit. Gonna come. Gonna come with you inside me. Wet, hot, sticky inside. Oh, I want you. Oh, to squirt. To fill me up. Oh, coming, coming, come in me, squirt in me, every drop, every bit. Let me milk you. Let my pussy empty your balls. Empty. Fuck. Fuck. Sorry about the bruises. Heaven came like that in, well, centuries. So, that was the best you've had so far. And the only. I bet we'll be able to top it next time. Congratulations. Wanna go again? I can tell you're growing more confident. I can see it in your eyes, through the blush. Try to keep it semi-hard so I can keep your seed inside for a while. Here, I'll roll on my side. Wrap my legs around. Keep you held to me. There. It's like you're a toy, here to plug up my pussy. So cute. So close. Warm. I haven't felt this relaxed in so long. I mean, I wasn't aware of the time in the seal, not really. But it's nice to have company right away. It's a long walk to my sister's place. So breathe deep, little human. Memorize my heat and... feel how even with you going soft, I can still clamp down. Yeah. I get a lot tighter if I squeeze on purpose. You're lucky it was only pleasure you felt. Right? Here, I'll rub your back. Hold you close. Feel the warmth of my tits. The squeezing inside. We can draw a bath, clean up, and I'll put a disguise on after this. Easy enough to fool a human with illusion magic. They never really look closely. Then we can go out, and you can show me how things have changed. Oh, that feels good. You getting hard again? Good. Be more confident. I know I enjoyed myself. I will next time, too. Can't have anyone finding out I'm awake. I'll put a fake statue in my place. And you, my new lover, will show me around after we fuck again. Which will come after the bath. Missed a soaking hot bath almost as much as I missed companionship. I'm back. I'm free. No one's going to know what's coming for them. Except for you.